I have a lot of respect. I have a great relationship with the Teamsters. And also, obviously, I worked for 3 years for the International Association of Firefighters. But the labor movement is not monolithic. You know, there are a lot of different unions within the labor movement, and she's overwhelmingly won the vast majority, including the endorsement of the AFL-CIO, which is the umbrella organization that represents the majority of all of the labor movement. So I would actually argue, I do believe she has a lot of support from working men and women and the labor movement specifically.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski. She represents Illinois' 13th district. That's my district, right across the river in the state of Illinois. She won the 13th after Rodney Davis lost the, I guess he wasn't in the 13th, but they redistricted that. He was the congressman for Illinois' 13th. Redistricting took place. They put him in with Mary Miller's district, and so he was not able to represent the 13th anymore. And it's really interesting if you look, if you want to know what gerrymandering looks like, go ahead and look at the Illinois 13th district. It strips through all of the college towns from St. Louis all the way up through like Champaign, Urbana, I believe. They drew this district specifically for Nikki Budzinski, somebody who worked very closely with J.B. Pritzker, and she has been representing those individuals, including myself, right across the river for the last 2 years. We have a contender, somebody who is looking to unseat Nikki Budzinski, and his name is Joshua Lloyd. He's with us now on the Annie Fry Show. Joshua, thank you for being with us today. It's good to talk to you about your efforts to try to reach Congress and turn a blue seat red.
Thank you for having me, Annie.
Of course. So tell me why you decided to run for office. Why do you have your sights set on this congressional seat?
Well, I originally started my congressional run after getting out of the military. I was having some difficulties with the Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA is notorious for a lot of inefficiencies, but I was really feeling it. So they always tell you to reach out to your congressman, your congresswoman, your senator. And so ultimately, that's what I did. I reached out to my representative, and she ultimately didn't help at all. No phone call back, no email. So I was spending almost a year in the dark of what was going on within the VA, if I could even receive any service. It took almost two and a half years to even get my first real appointment scheduled for an operation.
So you kind of, this kind of born out of you as a constituent needing some congressional representation to help you. Then you take it as far as saying, you know what, I think I'll throw my hat in the ring. How have you felt about campaigning so far this term? What are you hearing from people in the district about what they feel about Nikki Budzinski and what they would like to see happen in the next 2 years?
Things have been going very well, very, very well. I've been traveling for the most part of my campaign throughout the district. I've spoken with mayors, police chiefs, constituents throughout the district, and even some very strong Democrats. And even within the Democratic Party, they are very upset with her leadership, how she acts in Congress, and essentially the bills she's been voting on and how she's voting. When it comes to the district itself, one good example is East St. Louis. So I've been in East St. Louis and Cahokia Heights quite a bit. And just speaking with individuals, a lot of individuals are really upset that their elected representatives are not focused on them. They're not helping in any way. There's been issues for over 30 years that have never been addressed until it received a major news story. And then after the major news story, then, you know, they got a lot of lip service from elected officials. Nothing so far. So, for example, Cahokia was promised something like $49 million. They only received $5 million, and they came and finished the updates of their treatment plants or their pump stations. But with that said, a lot of individuals are also voting for Trump. I have been seeing that quite a bit. So we will have to see how that plays down ballot as well.
Joshua Lloyd, this is Ryan Wiggins. I'm in your district as well. When people see in our district, which goes all over the place, as Annie mentioned, I mean, this district is drawn like somebody fell asleep. Just drew it all over the map. When people drive through Illinois' 13th district and they see a Nikki Budzinski sign, what do you want them to think of when they see a Nikki Budzinski sign?
I want them to think of the corrupt establishment. Everything corrupt within our government. That is where she stands. You know, she was tied with J.B. Pritzker. She's been tied with Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, George Soros. And if you know anything about dark money, she's also tied with a group called Arabella. Arabella is what funds under the table a lot of Democratic races. And you can't track where those donations or those contributions are going.
Yeah, I think that Nikki Budzinski is probably one of the most successful things she's done. She's been able to lay very low for these 2 years. She hasn't tried to make a huge name for herself on a national level. It seems as though she's kind of, you know, tried to stick with pretty safe votes up and down. You would obviously bring something different to the table than Nikki Budzinski has so far. What's the stark difference, Josh, between you, Joshua Lloyd, and Nikki Budzinski, the Democrat for office?
I'm very reachable. If anyone calls me, I put my phone number on my website. If they reach out on Facebook, I always respond, hopefully within an hour. And a lot of people are really surprised that when they reach out to me, they're actually contacting me and not someone within the campaign, you know, a staffer of any sort. But when it comes down to it, a lot of her votes are very left-leaning. For example, there's a lot of hesitation with the integrity of the election. And when it comes to any vote on election integrity, she always votes no. For example, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, she voted no. And securing our border, voted no. And it's just disappointing to see that something simple as saying only Americans can vote in U.S. elections and her voting no on that, even if it doesn't do anything, it's a big statement that you support only Americans voting in U.S. elections. Why would you vote no against that?
Joshua Lloyd, again, Ryan Wiggins here. Is there any way that she is breaking with the party, or is she basically, Nikki Budzinski, just a Democrat rubber stamp?
She is absolutely a Democrat rubber stamp. And, you know, she's playing it smart. She knows that being a freshman, there's a lot of hesitation. Her name recognition isn't quite as popular as someone as AOC. So she's playing the long game. I definitely see that if she gets reelected, she's going to take a stark contrast with how she's voting now and become even more blue.
We're speaking with Joshua Lloyd, who is challenging Democrat Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski for the opportunity to represent the 13th district in the state of Illinois in Congress. When you are talking to constituents, where are you talking to them, and how are you feeling about the tone of voters, red versus blue, Republican versus Democrat, Trump versus Kamala Harris? How do you feel about it?
When I say I speak to constituents, I mean everywhere. Everywhere from Belleville in St. Clair County up to Edwardsville in Madison County, all the way over to Champaign-Urbana. I am on the ground speaking with individuals. And when it comes to the tone, a lot of individuals, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. They are very disappointed with the leadership over the last 4 years, and they want to see a stark contrast with this upcoming election. I've had numerous Democrats call me. One individual called me yelling and screaming, and I thought he was mad at me. I thought he was really upset with me, but it turned out he was disappointed in how his former party, the Democratic Party, was treating the country. You know, prices increase everywhere across the board. We're not respected on the world stage anymore, and a lot of our industry is actually moving overseas. And they're not securing our country like they should.
Well, Joshua Lloyd, we thank you for the time today. I encourage people to go to lloydforcongress.com to learn more about you. And if they choose to support you financially, I'm sure they can do that there as well. As you're running for Congress's 13th District of Illinois representation, we appreciate you being on with us today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Annie.
Of course. We appreciate you. Joshua Lloyd, if you were looking to flip one seat, and like the impact of every congressional flip in this election is going to be massive. We've got like a couple seat majority, people retiring, resigning, whatever. In the middle of the 2-year term, one seat makes a huge difference. Joshua Lloyd in the Illinois 13 would be a blue to red. So if you're interested in supporting Joshua, make sure you go to lloydforcongress.com. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the YouTube live chat poll. Have you voted in it yet? I hope so, but if you haven't, now's the time to scoot on over to the YouTube live chat poll. Does January 6th influence your vote? Yes, and a major influence. Yes, and a minor influence, or no influence. Go vote. We'll be right back.